Hello and welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. Today, I want to focus on why veganism is not only about animal liberation, but also about human liberation. And of course, it is well known that intrinsically, veganism is related to animals. We make this switch because we consider animals as living beings with interests of their own and essentially sentient beings who deserve to live a life free of oppression, just like us. And within 2 years of being active on the street and raising awareness about animal exploitation, I was often faced with a preconceived idea that the majority of people actually has, and which consists in saying that vegans don't include humans and only care about animals. Now, this bold statement couldn't be farther from the reality of what veganism truly means. In this regard, I hold the Indian Sanskrit ahimsa for the most representative example of what veganism means. And that is the following: nonviolence and compassion toward all living beings. And by definition, if we are caring for all living beings, we care for animals as well as for human beings. And I'm basically going to tell you why veganism is also, and to such a high level, about human liberation and basically human preservation, the preservation of our species and fighting for our rights as human beings to live a peaceful life free of oppression, just like animals. So the first aspect I want to bring on is the environmental situation we are actually facing. And nowadays, everybody's fully aware of climate change and how it's becoming more and more serious as a topic. It's shown on TV recently, and particularly last year. The IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that is the United Nations body for assessing the science that's related to climate change. Well, this entity, the IPCC, last year released a special report on global warming of 1.5 degree. This report was actually done with more than 6,000 scientific references that were cited, and the dedicated contribution of thousands of expert and government reviewers worldwide. And this report delivers a key message. We are already seeing the consequences of 1 degree of global warming through more extreme weather, rising sea levels, and diminishing Arctic sea ice, among other changes. So this basically is to show how important, how crucial our decisions of today are. We have to make the decisions that will ensure a safe and sustainable world for everyone, both now and in the future. Diets play such an important role in this. And this is one reason why. The Livestock's Long Shadow is another report that basically explains the global impact of livestock on the environment. To provide you with one fact, livestock products provide about 1/3 of humanity's protein intake and is responsible, among other negative aspects, for land degradation, soil acidification, ocean dead zones, rainforest deforestation. So first we can just clearly see how this is impacting our home, how we are, through our consumption of animal products, killing our own planet. And the livestock sector is therefore a major player in this situation and is responsible for about 18% of greenhouse gas emissions that are measured in CO2 equivalent. It represents a higher share than all transport types together. So if you combine cars, trains, planes all together, the greenhouse gas emissions that they trigger are much less than the greenhouse gas emissions produced by livestock. Your day-to-day decisions impact the whole. So every time you give your money and buy a piece of meat, cheese, decide to drink milk, you agree to contributing to rising sea levels. You are okay with soil acidification. You're okay with rainforest deforestation. And that's basically the package, like the gift that you're giving to the future generations. So this is your responsibility. And you are as much responsible as politicians in this fight for justice, in this fight for life preservation. If you want to guarantee the future generations a livable planet, you have to change. That's the deal. And you have no other options. And I mean, come on, let's face it. It's not such a huge change. It's just stopping consuming some products and getting the alternatives that taste just as delicious. And sometimes even more delicious. So just by making a little switch, by raising your consciousness, by getting informed and therefore making informed decisions, you can save future generations' lives. You can guarantee them a livable life. So how amazing is this? Just by making a change 3 times a day, just by doing something that is for us quite normal and just casual, by doing something that's totally trivial and ordinary as going to the supermarket, you can change the whole game. Now, buying animal products has a cost for the animals, which is their life. When it costs you such an amount of money, X or Y amount of money, it costs an animal its whole life. So that's one victim that is involved in the process of you consuming animal products. But another topic that is not discussed publicly enough is the human beings who are involved in this process and who suffer a huge deal from working in such places as slaughterhouses. So first, it's just so nonsensical that we desire, we crave animal products and want to buy them at any cost, except if it implies that we have to kill them ourselves. So this is why we choose the easy option. We pay someone to do the bloody, filthy job for us and just back off and let it happen behind walls and out of sight, out of mind. If we can see it, it's fine. And as soon as we see the footage of how our food, what we call our food, is processed, then we're just put off our plate, we're grossed out, and we don't want to eat anymore. I think there's such a huge dissonance in people's behaviors, and especially when we call ourselves meat eaters, but compared to what animals are doing in the wild, we just have it so easy. We don't have to do 10 steps and we already have a supermarket with all those sleek packages that are presented to us and all just ready to cook. And we didn't even have to get our hands covered in blood. We didn't have to go through the stress and violence of slitting an animal's throat. Instead, we just pay someone to do it, take no risk whatsoever, don't expose ourselves to the process of making our so-called products. And when you compare it to animals in the wild who have to actually eat meat in order to survive, well, sometimes they might have to starve for days before they can eventually find a prey to eat. They have to make such physical efforts and run maybe kilometers to just catch a prey. They have no sophisticated tool or whatsoever, only their body, their claws, their legs to run and catch their food. And on the other side, we have us human beings who put animals behind walls. We don't expose the truth to people, and we kill these innocent animals in the cruelest and most unnatural ways, while it's totally unnecessary to kill them in the first place, because we can not only survive but also thrive just by eating a plant-based diet. So there's a huge deal of violence in meat consumption, in paying people to commit the violence that we don't want to commit. And if you pay closer attention, you would find that slaughterhouse workers actually face a variety of negative emotional and psychological consequences, including post-traumatic stress disorder, also called PTSD, because of the filthy job that they have to do. And this also contributes to normalizing violence. I mean, when those people are almost 24/7 facing being impregnated by in blood and stress, anxiety, and fear from these animals, well, somehow they have to do the job. So they have to disconnect themselves from the reality, to disconnect themselves from the creature that is standing before them, so that they can actually kill this living being. And that's just one part of the whole picture. These people are paid a low wage. They must kill sometimes up to several hundreds of sentient beings every hour. Their work can lead to consequences such as domestic violence, people who actually abuse their wives, but also social withdrawal, anxiety, drug and alcohol abuse. That's what you agree to when you decide to buy animal products. First, you inflict pain on animals directly by killing them and putting them through misery, but you inflict all those consequences to human beings. I think that's something that you really have to take into consideration and question your behavior when you think that vegans are only caring about the animals, but you are paying for a huge amount of pain to be inflicted on animals and human beings. I mean, what is the best option to trigger pain, suffering, and violence to two different species, or to inflict no pain at all to anyone? Another reason why veganism is greatly related to human liberation is because in order to feed the cattle, the livestock that is then killed to produce meat, well, we have to feed this cattle with grain, cereal, soy, that has been produced in the majority of them in poor countries. And basically those poor countries are selling their grain to the West in exchange for hard currency, while their own children are starving on their arms. And then the West takes the grain and feeds it to livestock so that you can eat a piece of steak. So basically, every time that you decide to eat a piece of steak, you are saying yes to starving people because you want to eat a piece of steak. I would see this as a crime, maybe an indirect one, but it's still a crime. You are paying for someone to be starving so that you can eat a luxury product that you don't even need in the first place, and that's causing you cancer and tons of other diseases. So I think it is time to wake up and to actually make some sense, to become logical and match our behaviors accordingly to our values. I think it's time for us to realize that animals are not here as goods that you can just use and exchange and exploit and kill. What's the most appalling in this whole situation is that in the world there are about 1 billion people who are starving, and per year about 20 million people will die from malnutrition. If you cut meat by only 10%, you can actually feed 100 million people. By going vegan, you can end malnutrition forever. Because just picture this, if you already waste so many resources that you have to feed to cattle to only produce 1 kilo of meat by using 16 kilograms of grain, well, on the other side, you could just directly feed this grain, soy, whatever. You could just feed it directly to human beings. So you would avoid like elongating this process. The earth can produce enough food for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed. And I think that nowadays, more than ever, our knives and forks can either be weapons of mass destruction or the tools of a kind plant-based creation. And yes, if you believe that climate change is not real, well, you have to wake up and do some research, inform yourself, and keep in mind this quote by Albert Einstein, which goes, "The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them without doing anything." If you don't do anything, if you don't start reconsidering your habits, if you don't start questioning your lifestyle, you're basically putting the future of your children and grandchildren at stake for your own selfish pleasure of enjoying a piece of meat or cheese. Yeah, just think about this, and how would you later in life justify leaving a desertic, sterile planet to your grandchildren? I hope you will wake up. I hope you will open your eyes and open your heart, just like I did a few years ago. I hope you will eventually start to think with your heart and not with your stomach. And in the end, I think we can also free ourselves from a lot of pressure. We can free ourselves from such a high burden when we just decide to make this simple switch from 3 times a day choosing the peaceful, compassionate option instead of the mass destructive one. You are creating such a beautiful foundation for the future generation, and you're automatically freeing yourself from a heavy burden. So remember, your decisions today will define the tomorrow of future generations. I hope you will get inspired to make the change that we all eventually have to make, and that by making this switch, you will find out how amazing and freeing it can feel to be in alignment with one's actions and values, and yeah, to be able to enjoy life to its fullest by knowing that you've made the right decision. I wish you a nice rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.